Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
What's on my mind? What's on your mind? What possibly could be on our minds today?
I have about 150,000 things on the top of my mind right now, you know? How about you, Kev?
Yeah, I got a few. I got a few.
I have this... Very ironic that the IRS whistleblowers are testifying about illegal actions by the Department of Justice today, while another faction of the DOJ is getting ready to arrest President Trump again. Isn't that just beautiful?
You know, none of that's today, just considering what's going on in Fargo and the worries that I have just about my home and my neighborhood are what's really top of my mind. You know, not just what happened on Friday, but, you know, why it happened, who did it, the motive behind it, what may be a deeper, you know, reasoning, or, you know, that's got me thinking.
I do, too. Jay Thomas is here. We're just... processing all the things that have happened, and certainly it's I mean, I don't know, my heart's heavy, minds are full, it's just kind of a, I don't know, feels like the fog of war, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That is going to be like this for
a while.
That's
a good way to put it.
Going to feel like this for a while.
How do you channel something productive out of a fog of war?
Just think of positive things, I guess.
You know, my daughter last night, she's 20 years old. And we were on a little quick little trip for some ice cream. Maria and I and Haley. And Haley talked about a 23-year-old, so just 3 years older than her, a 23-year-old individual who we know from our conversation with Chief Cebulski that you're going to hear in just a little bit on the program today. His father said, if I told Jake Willeen, the fallen police officer, the dad said, if I had told Jake, you're going to get shot at tomorrow, he'd still go to work.
Wow.
And she heard that story that had been relayed to me by the chief from the dad. And she said, oh, those are the people we want protecting us.
Nope.
Those are the people that we need protecting us.
And the vast majority of this country thinks exactly the same way.
But the media doesn't
exactly
want that. They want to portray that's not how America
feels.
You've got
these nonsense talkers like whoever, Ilhan Omar and the rest of them. Shut your pie hole.
Yep.
I still think we have a dark chapter in our past with that whole post-George Floyd Black Lives Matter insanity.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a strain of anti-cop through that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, no, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
police are hunting black people.
Well, it started even before that. You go back to what started Black Lives. There you go, Michael Brown, yeah.
Well, through all of them.
That's
there's a couple of them that, like the Castillo one in St. Paul, you go, man, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, does that guy need to get shot in his car with his child and his wife in the car from behind? I mean, you know, there's some things where you go, yeah, there's that there's a bad thing going there.
Mm-hmm.
But all of it's just, I'll refer you to everything Candace Owens has said about this. Leave it there.
One smart lady. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Anyway, what's on your mind? You got a little glimpse of what's on ours? 701-258-0550. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Somebody said, Trump is the greatest victim. The whining and complaining is endless. Well, I think you have to admit, even if you don't like Donald Trump, that these indictments are getting ridiculous.
They are.
It's ridiculous. And now my favorite is over January 6th. Oh, so he's not allowed to say anything about questions on the Constitution. I mean, there were constitutional questions about, okay, what does Mike Pence do? When does he do it? How does he do it? What does he have the power to do? All of that. There were questions in each of the states. I mean, look, what they want to do is they want to shut down free speech.
That's what they want.
And allow them to steal elections without anybody saying anything. Sorry. You know, you need to be held accountable as well. There needs to be the ability to ask questions, for crying out loud, about an election. Otherwise, no voter ID, you know, all the things that they just want to cheat. They want to continue to cheat.
Nope.
Got to be able to say something.
They don't realize what they're doing, and that is they are giving more power to Trump. More people are starting to see the BS, and I love it. Love it.
Texter says, what do we know about both vehicles involved in the accident?
Nothing, really. Nothing.
Was the young woman who was shot one of the drivers?
Yes. Yes, she was. She was waiting there.
That was Cosway?
Yes, for the tow truck, and she's doing better. And actually, you're talking about the AXA competition this week, and she actually worked for is it USAX, is it Extreme X, what is the AX place here in town? She was actually an employee there, one of her jobs, and they're doing a benefit for her. All the money raised is going to go to help her and law enforcement. Is that correct, Jason?
I'd love to know more about it. I'd love to know more about her story. Her name's Carly Coswick. 25 years old, from Cohasset, Massachusetts.
NDSU.
Moved here three months ago. Was she a student?
Well, and a friend texted me, Shannon or Nicole was the other car driver, a bullet went through her airbag, the other car. There's a quote from her somewhere. But yes, Coswick was the NDSU girl that was hit with a bullet in car.
Well, that's the first I heard she was a student.
Yeah, and she wasn't in the car.
So she's 25.
She was not in the car when she got hit. She was standing outside waiting for a tow truck, talking to her dad.
Yep.
And then everything went down, and she ran to get cover behind a tree, and that's when she got
hit. Her car was
hit.
Cap, see if you can track down that quote from the other driver, because that's the first I've heard of that. The other driver. I've heard it was a family, mom, young kids. But
Sam, you're on that. Get on it now.
Yeah, come on, Sam.
Texter says, come on, guys, this is what happens in progressive cities. This is what Tim Mathern said. Do you see that quote?
No.
Tim Mathern?
What did this knucklehead say? And he is a knucklehead.
The more progressive we become, things like this are going to happen. That's like saying the more liberal we become, more things like this are going to happen. It's on his Facebook page.
Wow.
Yeah, this is we're going to be more liberal and stuff like this is going to happen, I guess, because we're more progressive, Jay. Get with the program.
Yeah.
Sorry, not on my watch.
Nope.
No way, no how. Texter says, Scott, is there any connection between the shooter and the four people arrested after the SWAT operation last week on 32nd Avenue by Essentia? What do we think about that?
I don't think there's any tie there.
I haven't heard anything there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any tie there.
Texter says, I've been digging into the U.S. government bankruptcy sites and docs and treasury sites, and to me it seems to be a U.S.-designated Hezbollah fundraiser operating as a Hezbollah army along with Lebanese army connections.
Well, if you look at the numbers, that Barakat, the transnational criminal organization that's been funneling people to our southwest border for over a decade now, out of Syria, out of the Middle East.
Yeah, but how do we connect this guy to that?
Well, you don't yet.
This is why we just got to let this investigation play out.
You've got to let this play out, and hopefully they'll figure out
all this.
If this is a network,
garbage.
If this is a cell, whatever. Yeah. And there's no doubt that there sure could be a lot of them.
My concern is you know, do you now get copycats?
Yeah, well.
You know, you got that. You got that to... I'm not going to live my life in fear and worry, but it's still in the back of your mind. Okay, somebody could go, I'll show this, I'll one up this. Yeah, this is.
Pete in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys. You know, I like to do a lot of, I'm an old safety guy, and I do other stuff now, but you always, after an incident, after something happens, you try to figure out, what can we do going forward to change?
Yep.
And there's several things. One is we can keep doing what good conservative Americans do, fly our flags. When we see evil, personally, call it to its face and denounce it. And if that involves calling the cops to come help you or whatever, not letting people get by with evil.
That's a great point because law enforcement says this all the time. They always say this. They say, don't be afraid to call. It's amazing, Pete, how people are afraid to call the police. And you said it. Yep. Excellent, Pete. If you see something, even it might be the smallest thing, call the police. They're not going to get mad at you.
I have to think that there were a few warning signs about this guy, given the amount of guns that he had and the interactions that had happened. Hold that thought. I want to hear your other item, Pete, on that list of what we can do besides fly the flag and call evil evil. You're on a roll, so don't go away. We'll do that after the break on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenbur, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
Oh my, look out!
Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from Irie Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hennon, along with Kevin Flynn, Jay Thomas riding shotgun today as well.
Buddy.
Brought to you by our friends at High Plains.
And See, Pete, is Pete still riding shotgun? Is he still waiting?
Pete's still there. Right. Yeah. Hang on one sec, Pete. I gotta pay the bills here, you know? Little extreme profit timeout, as Rush Limbaugh was
saying. Kevin's paycheck doesn't come light.
You clearly are on something.
High Road Partners can do insurance for you like they do for us, which is really amazing. You know, years of knowledge and experience, year-round dedicated personal support. They're benefit strategists. Instead of seeing you once a year for your renewal, they work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. I mean, that's so much better. That's a partner. That's not a vendor, you know? They're benefit strategists. Locally owned and operated, too. Go to highroadpartners.com to find out more. Highroadpartners.com. All right, Pete, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so the other things, and I've seen this play out, we weren't blessed to have kids, but I've got a bunch of nephews and a couple of nieces. We have to talk about politics. We have to talk about faith, and we have to discuss what's right and what's wrong and be clear about it, and then not just talk about it, but live it out. And if you're able to live it out, good things happen. I've got a nephew who's exactly 20 years my junior. He was born on my birthday. He's a cop now in Pensacola, Florida, and he knew when he signed up to go to that academy and to become an officer what he was signing up for, because his dad is a retired law enforcement officer from this area. And to watch that progression of these young men and young women, because as a family, we've openly talked about our faith, we've openly talked about politics, which is considered a dirty subject, but if we expect to turn the tide, we have to talk about this stuff with the young people and tell them why we're conservative or why we believe this way, and then live it out so that it's a tangible thing for them to see. The only way we're going to really ever turn the tide.
You couldn't be more right. And, you know, people who say, I don't like talking politics, I don't want to get into politics, and say, this is about the founding fathers. This is about, do you think they
yep.
could get by with saying, I want to talk politics? I mean, these guys died to come up with the founding documents, the greatest, you know, document, the greatest idea in the history of mankind, and that's what we're trying to defend. And they would, you know, you can't honor the founding fathers and say, oh, I'm not going to talk about politics. I mean, it's about our way of life, for crying out loud. It's about everything.
And we don't have to be jerks about it either, but we have to be firm in what we believe and why we believe it. And like I said, stand up to evil, call it to its face, and do something about it.
Mohammed Barakat is evil.
We can't do
evil.
Anything about what happened Friday now, but we can change how we react to things in the future.
But I will say this. We can say what Mohammed Barakat did on Friday afternoon about 3 o'clock was evil.
Evil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, as evil as it gets.
That was evil, and let's not PC around this. Of it being anything other than that. And by the way, it was a Muslim who decided to kill a law enforcement officer and tried to kill more, tried more carnage. And who knows what else he had planned, because we'll know more as the investigation plays out on that front. It's, you know, but you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Fly that flag. Remember why it flies. Call evil evil and discuss politics and faith. It's the only way we're out of this. It's the only way out of this mess is to... you know,
the
get
only
a,
way.
A
the
revival
only way.
Of all of those things. You're exactly right, Pete. Thanks so much for the call.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thanks.
701-293-9000 to weigh in. Way to go, Pete. You can text us at 701-237-1590. And my texting app is, as usual, Chris, gone kittywampus, so you can...
Is it kittywampus or cattywampus?
I call it kittywampus.
I always call it kittywampus, too.
What does kittywampus mean, exactly?
I don't know. I don't look at your screen. That's kittywampus right there.
Yeah, that's kittywampus. I can tell you that much, yeah. But I don't know what kittywampus means. I'd love to know. Can you do a little research on that, Kev? The king of Google?
What's that?
You don't like Google?
He's a
multiple
searcher. Sam is sending me stuff. Sam is blowing our phones up here.
Yeah, Sam, the one woman said she was driving when she saw the officers fall. I saw the traffic stop. As soon as I drove, shots were fired, and I saw the cop, the police officers, cops go down. This Shannon Nicole said my airbag went off, and the bullet went through my driver's door. So that was Shannon Nicole.
Is that, and that would be the gal with the kids in the car.
Yeah, I believe so.
Where's that from?
That was on a Twitter feed under...
Wow.
And that was her. That was her recount.
Yep.
Not somebody else.
Yeah, firsthand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's on a couple of different Twitter feeds. So, yeah. I mean, that'll come out. They'll figure that out.
I won't be listening today, says this texter. We don't like getting texts like that, do we?
Why are you texting?
Yeah. I won't be listening today. It's my day off. So won't know what the discussion will be. Not sure what you think about Trump debating. I think he should and point out all non-Trumpers by asking them if they think what is happening to him is okay.
Come on, why would Trump debate? Let's talk about boxing for a second.
He'll
debate. If you're Mike Tyson and you have the title and you're the heavyweight champion, I don't fight just anybody that wants to fight me.
Yeah.
You have to fight the prelims. You have to work your way up in the rankings. And when you get to be ranked high enough, you can get in the ring with me.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm not fighting you.
Yeah, you know
why would I waste my time with you?
You guys fight against each other. Whichever one moves up in the ranks, that's who I'll fight.
That's exactly what he should do.
You know what? That's not Donald Trump.
No, I know.
Donald Trump wants to be on the stage.
Oh, he will.
But he's on the stage now. He's
going to debate.
Yeah, he is the stage, at some point. Man. He is the title. He is the champion.
He'll be in the first debate.
You think so? Because I thought he said he wasn't going. He wasn't going to do that. August 23rd debate.
He's been doing. He's been doing cat and mouse on it. Another turn.
I'll take that action. I don't think he's going to do it.
I don't think he is either.
Game on, fellas.
All right.
Texter goes on. I think he should. And point out all non-Trumpers by asking them if they think what is happening to him is okay. They should also know what will happen to them. I stopped doing politics for about 2 months. It's hard when a person cares so much about the country. Unfortunately for my sanity, I'm back, praying for the country and Trump. Heard they will try and strike him from all state ballots.
What?
You know, they're going to try everything.
Well, yeah.
You can be sure of that. They're going to try everything.
Well, they've been doing that for how many years now? I mean, they're throwing everything at them. It's all ridiculous.
Texter says it's not evil, it's progressive. I think it's evil.
It's evil. You murdered a police officer, you shot innocent bystanders, you shot two more cops. That ain't progressive. That is, you are a POS scumbag, evil person. And you know what? I hope your days in hell is Officer Robinson shooting you over and over again. I hope that's what your eternity is.
You know what's progressive is that if this guy survived, what's progressive is to say, well, I mean, he has issues. We need to understand his struggle.
Exactly.
We need to understand his pain. He can't sit in prison for the rest of his life for a mistake.
That's progressive.
Blah, blah, blah.
Somebody wants to know what Twitter feeds you're seeing this on. What Twitter feeds, please?
It was a Fargo shooting... And the gal was on a radio station in Fargo that wasn't ours. So, Sam, it's on their website, too. So we didn't have her on. But
Twitter feed was what?
It's a breakdown of the of
Brian Cronk
crime.
Here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Japan is claiming North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile test. Japan's Prime Minister's office tweeted the news in the early morning hours this morning local time. This comes following a U.S. Navy ballistic missile submarine that made a port of call in South Korea today. The nuclear-capable vessel's presence was announced by South Korea's defense minister the same day. Days before, North Korea had test-fired what it called a solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile. Cash bail in Illinois will be eliminated in 60 days. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a state law that would end cash bail. The decision overturns a December opinion that put the law on hold. Critics say the move will leave residents less safe, as suspects will be back out on the streets after an arrest. Proponents say cash bail has a disproportionate negative impact on people of color. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, still to come on the program today, Fargo Police Chief David Zabolski will join us, as well as the Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms, so stay tuned for all that. Rest of this hour, Jay Thomas and I, Kevin Flynn, answering your questions and comments and talking about what we do know related to the cold-blooded murder.
I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose with this.
Of a law enforcement officer.
The emails and the...
Law enforcement officer by the name of Jake Willeen, who will be buried Saturday in Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. And a public memorial service will come at some point, we're told, early next week. We're brought to you today by Swanson Hyperbarics. I had a conversation with a fellow the other day, a client, who was telling me a story about his daughter. I don't know how we got on the subject, but we're talking about concussions. And my daughter had had a concussion, and his daughter had had one as well, and it really affected her. I mean, it did, like... put her behind in school and all kinds of things. It was really, really bad because modern medicine doesn't have a clue about concussions. All they tell you to do is wait it out. Well, my daughter actually had the benefit of hyperbaric oxygen treatment and immediately began improving and got back to, you know, sports and her classwork and not having to literally be in a dark room doing her homework, you know, away from school. That's just one of many things hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help you with. I mean, it can literally show improvements inside and out. And one of my favorites is the aging of blood cells can be impacted positively. In other words, anti-aging is something we're all looking for, right? What can help me live longer? What can help me feel great longer? Hyperbaric oxygen treatment can do that. The treatment can help you feel younger by providing the muscles and the joints with more oxygen and improved circulation. Check this out. What have you got to lose? SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com. Have a consult with Dr. Beachy, former NDSU quarterback, and find out how it can help you. 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930. Bob, in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, guys. I'm looking forward to the news conference, too, but I have some questions I haven't heard. I listened to the news conference on Saturday before I went to the Red Hawks game, and I was kind of wondering, so did this person have a job, the shooter? Was he on Cass County Housing Authority? Was he on food stamps? Was he on WIC? Or, I mean, there's so many people that I see in my community that don't work that are here, too. And they're Muslim, and so then they come here yet, and we're paying for everything for them, and they're shooting us. Isn't this a wonderful deal?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the person lived at a Bearcat lived at the Bluemont Village, Bluemont Lakes Village apartment. So that's not public housing. So we can check that one off for you, Bob. And as far as the job,
yeah, you can pay. Stutzman County Housing pays for where these people live.
Yeah, that so that makes
there's a rent assistance for them.
It's not public housing anyway. Yeah. I can tell you that much.
But, okay, all right.
The other thing I would tell you is that we have reports that he worked at Fleet Farm in the gun department.
Yes.
I also heard people say, no, he didn't work in the gun department, but he just bought his guns there. So conflicting reports there. We've also heard about a previous employment at a dental practice.
Which were,
can we say that, Jay?
Yeah, but we're not going to release
the name.
Where because we don't, again, you know, getting conflicting reports on that as well.
Are you?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just going to leave it at we have conflicting reports.
Yeah, okay, got it. So, looks like a job, and obviously, they're given the amount of guns we're told that he had, and he must have had some form of financial support that I don't think was
enough
from the, you know, so.
Hey, just to lighten it up real quick here, then we get back into it. I just want to let you know, Country Music TV that decided we're not going to play Jason Aldean's In a Small Town because they said it's a lynching song. It just went to number one on iTunes. The people have spoken.
We said that
the people have spoken. Maybe it's time CMT gets the Bud Light treatment.
Gosh.
All right, sorry about that, Bob.
Anything else, Bob?
That's okay. You guys are doing a great job digging into this, so I appreciate it. I listen to you every day. You guys do a great job. Thanks.
Fantastic. Sounds good. Hey, one other note that I need to tell you about. Hugh Hewitt interviewed Governor Doug Burgum today on the Hugh Hewitt Show, which airs here on The Flag. And the governor told Hugh Hewitt that they're going to cross the 40,000 contribution threshold today. So, in other words, they'll have 40,000 donors as of today, which tells you that a lot of people wanted a gift card. $1 donation, $20 gift card. What a deal. So, anyway, and, you know, I think he said he's going to do the 20 for one deal until they hit the 50,000 threshold. So, last chance to get in for a buck if you want that, that no-brainer deal. Let's see, I give you a buck and you give me 20.
Yeah.
Wow. How does this work? Denny, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Where are you at? Where are you calling from, Denny?
Moorhead, Minnesota.
All right, go ahead, Denny. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got some hypothetical questions for you. Now that the latest target letter has been sent to Trump, now if Joe Biden was found guilty or anybody else of taking a bribe or whatever like that, and the president's able to pardon himself, that there is totally wrong. I would want them convicted and to serve the sentence of anybody else. I hope you could agree with that, because Senator Thune said yesterday, until you see the facts and the evidence of the case, hold your powder, because you don't know what the charges are, or you haven't seen the evidence or the facts. And so the same applies to Trump as should apply to President Biden. That, can you agree with that? And then also I'd like to get your thoughts on what do you think of in Michigan now where 16 of the alternative electors are being charged?
I'm tired of the whole ridiculous witch hunt. So I don't answer hypothetical questions. Appreciate the call, though, Denny. A texter says, I listened to the caller say, We have to tell the younger generation why we believe what we believe. If that's not your child, student, or family member, that might be so. But I learned I was a patriotic conservative Reagan Republican because my parents taught me their values. Then I listened to the values of the candidates and observed the left did not have my values, but the right did. It's even more clear today. It's not wrong or judgmental to teach values. A vacuum will suck up anything, filling our children's hearts and minds with traditional values such as God, kindness, generosity, family, self-reliance, biology, the value of life, and the other things will prevent our kids from sucking up the garbage the left tries to program them with. All right, appreciate the call. Kev, can you round up, somebody sent it to us yesterday, but it was on Tim Mathin's Facebook page, and that was the deal about, hey, we're progressive cities, so this stuff is going to happen. Find me that. Mm-hmm. I want to share that with Jay, because I don't think we should just let that roll off our back as some dumb thing that Senator Tim Mathin says. I think that deserves some additional scrutiny here. Texter says, if our governor in Minnesota had any heart, he would ask us to fly our flags at half staff for what happened to the officer. We are neighbors. Neighbors are supposed to look out for each other.
Wait, say that again?
This texter, listener, is saying that the governor of Minnesota...
He did. He did. He came out. I've got it here. Yep, he did. Walls did come out and asked to fly in honor of the officers.
Did he? Really good. Yeah. Well, especially because
I'll dig through it here. Yeah,
the officer's from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Texter says, yes, calling police when you see suspicious stuff does work. We shut down a crime syndicate called the Dead Poets Society, scamming money based out of Ohio.
Oh.
How about that? Thank you. Appreciate that. Kitty Wampus. You knew one of our fine listeners was going to be able to answer that, right?
Yep.
All right.
What about it?
Here we go. Kitty Wampus means something disorganized, in disarray, chaotic, or askew.
Of course it does.
And originated in colonial times.
You got, it's like your desk there.
But is it Kitty or is it Caddy?
It's all cattywampus over there.
It's Caddy, right?
No, it's supposed to be Caddy.
It's Caddy.
Well, that's the way I always said it, Kitty, but I think it's supposed to be Caddy.
Spent a little time in Texas, everything all cattywampus.
Spelled Kitty, pronounced Caddy.
Cattywampus.
By some southern drawl type folks.
All upside down. And
701-293. I did it again. 701-271-1100.
What are you doing?
Trying to send people to call Jay, but it's too early to call Jay.
They're probably over the coffee club going, what is going on over here? Why are we getting all these political calls?
Exactly.
701-271-1100 is the number to call us. Put that in your speed dial. We'll make it easier. And you can text us at 701-237-1590. You both have your heads buried in, like...
I'm trying to find this story.
I'm on Mathern's Facebook page. I don't know what you were...
It was some kind of like, we're a progressive city.
Would have been in some comments here. Yeah.
I don't know that it was in a comment. I thought it was a post of his. Because it had like one of those little dials behind it. Who cares about Walls? You don't have to find Walls. What are you staring at? This worth the reporting?
I'm trying to find the Walls story.
If you know it's true, it's over.
Well, it is, but I wanted to see what he did. It, you know.
He's a nutcase.
Oh, I can't stand that emperor.
Yeah,
Ellis. Who's the dude, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, I swear he needs
listeners are pounding on him so hard he hung up in the middle of the interview. Never to return again.
Yeah, no kidding. Unbelievable. Okay, thank you on Kitty Wampus, by the way. We appreciate that.
So let's talk about this Mathern thing, because you seem to want to talk.
Well, I want to find it first, because I want to quote it exactly right, and then I want your take on it. So we'll do that when we come back from the break here.
Okay.
I'll find it, because somebody texted to us yesterday, but it would be easier to find on the Facebook page. Kevin's looking. Texter says you are spot on about the open borders and what's to come because of it.
We have no idea what's coming our way. No idea.
Telling you what, you can't even believe. We're gonna pay the price for the Biden years.
That we are.
For decades.
Yep.
And that's why we pray. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment. targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the green tractor.
Part giving of Jason Aldean some love today.
Yeah, buddy, so am I on my show.
Part of the program today on What's On Your Mind, where we make you hungry. Because it's Wednesday, and you can go to Petro Serve USA and buy two fresh baked cookies and get one free. Where'd you fill that mug up today?
Hey, Petro Serve USA, Main and Cheyenne Street, my Lewis and Clark hazelnut coffee. I was dying without it out in Dickinson.
Wednesday, lunch specials. Today, you got pizza, tater tot, casserole, 12th Avenue and I-29. That sounds good. Lasagna at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Glendon and Euland. Scallop potatoes and ham at 45th Street, Fargo. Jay's getting hungry.
Oh.
Valley City is Swedish meatballs or lasagna. And Harwood Petro Serve USA cabbage rolls today.
But you stop at that. Anytime we head out to the central western part of the state, first stop, we got to stop at the Petro Serve in Valley City, and that food there is just fantastic.
One note here, I wanted to pass along that a listener sent us the American Legion Post 400. is hosting a crosstown rival Legion Post 2 game tomorrow. Doubleheader at Starion Field beginning at 5:30. Gates will be open free of charge as these two baseball programs take the opportunity to say thank you, to show their support for the fine professionals who protect us every day. A free will donation will be collected and passed along to the families of the police officers injured in the tragic events last Friday.
Outstanding. And our stickers that we are going to have for Officer Woline. Those, I'm hoping we have those today or tomorrow. They'll be here at the Flag Family Studios. They're just we changed the design a little bit. SNS Promotional Group did came up with a really nice a design. We're just asking for a donation on those, and all the money's going to go to Mr. Woline's family.
What else? Oh, we were going to get to the Facebook post, and we found this. It was him replying to someone on a Facebook page that said the following: just another liberal city with liberal problems. It's sad that the party that wants more gun control are most of the ones that don't respect the laws in the first place.
True.
So this person, Lee Geiger, says that on this Facebook page.
Okay.
And then...
No, you're reading that wrong, Scotty.
No.
Tim Mathern is responding to Joel. He's not responding to Lee, if you look at the setup. I'm telling you, he's responding to Joel.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Joel says, I'm not going to say his last name. Joel says, someone yesterday told me that the city of Fargo is on its knees. I told them that they don't know Fargo. And Tim's response is,
Fargo is the most progressive city in North Dakota. As such, it often experiences the best and the worst of what the bigger world offers.
So basically what Mather is saying is, go pound sand. You know what? You're going to live with this. We have a progressive city. We love it, and this comes with it. And you know what? If you don't like it, too bad.
I think it's despicable.
It is despicable. Why don't you give that phrase to the officers that are laying in the hospital right now? Good Lord.
And to me, what he's saying is, factual statement to begin with, Fargo is the most liberal city in North Dakota. Yes, it is. As such, it's going to experience the best and worst of what the bigger world offers. Like, you know, we're a liberal city.
Yep.
We're a progressive city. So, you know, people are going to be here and disagree with other people, shoot cops.
Yep. It's going to happen. Live with it.
Wow.
Okay. All right. How do these people get reelected? I mean, honestly.
Torques me off. Unbelievable. All right. Let's see. Ryan's waiting to weigh in. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Go ahead, Ryan. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, fellas, I'd like to just briefly start out by saying I and the people of Aberdeen stand with the Fargo PD. Thoughts and prayers to the family of Officer Woline.
Thank you.
What I wanted to talk about, too, though, is this business about the people complaining about how there's one set of standards for Biden and another for Trump. It's been this way for years, okay? People that are complaining about it, what are you going to do about it? What can we do about it? I don't, maybe that's another hypothetical, maybe it's another rhetorical question that doesn't really merit an answer in this forum, but it's something that I'd like to toss out there to your listeners, food for thought. Our founding fathers understood the concept of consent of the governed. And, you know, I don't know. There's got to be something that we can do besides just hold our noses and vote every 2 years.
Yeah, a couple of answers for you based on what a listener said earlier, which we all agreed with. You know, fly the flag, call evil evil, discuss politics, faith, you know, have those conversations. Don't just sort of stay in your own little cocoon. That was from a listener earlier. I just offer that up as one thing. I think if we had law enforcement here, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, and we said, Ryan has a good question. What do we do? We want to do something. What do we do? I think they'd say, if you see something, say something. I think they'd say, be the eyes and ears.
Yeah, again, you know, we hear this from our law enforcement friends quite often that, you know, people are afraid to call us. Don't be. That's our job. Call us. It might be the smallest thing you're calling about, and it could turn into to a big thing. Call us. Don't be afraid to call.
Yeah, and we've had things forwarded to us that don't know if they're, you know, relevant or not, but we forward them on, and law enforcement all the time say, send it in.
Yep.
You know, don't even hesitate. So I think that's one example.
Yep.
But there are probably others, Ryan, and it's a good question. It's almost the whole show someday to talk a little bit about what we can do. Appreciate you calling very much. All right, some more calls waiting. We'll get to those. We have Lynn Helms coming up, Department of Mineral Resources, on the latest numbers on oil and gas. Also, Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski. He is going to announce something, I think, that's going to be a wonderful way that people can also memorialize Fallen Officer Waleen. Stay tuned. Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Order.